Alan, first of all, congratulations on winning what was an absorbing cup tie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, wow, there's enough talking points for the next 6 weeks, isn't there, on that one? We set up 4-4-2, which is not something you normally do away at Liverpool. The cup was part of that, to have a positivity about it, and to take onto the training ground, onto the pitch, what we'd done in the training ground, which was tight keep balls, and try and play in small areas, which we did great, and we kept releasing Jay and Howe and then Matty and got Joy. It was a game that unfolded well for us in the end, but I wouldn't have said that if you would have said after them two VAR decisions, because they're both really tight, and I'm sure pundits will go over them, and some will think it was, and some will think it wasn't. But the third goal when Dawson scores, that's the sort of goal where I think any other scenario it wouldn't have been given offside, right? So therefore, is that system going to take away goals from the game, which is what we're all come for? And that's a really tough scenario going forward, in my opinion, on that. And the lulls in the game, we had two hamstrings tonight. We might have had three with Johnny. Was that the stopping and starting in that first half? You know, as a coaching team now, when we have VR systems, maybe we have to get messages on for the players to keep warm because they were so long. And we were playing high tempo stuff and then to nothing, all waiting for him to walk over and walk back. So that's another scenario that I think they need to look at.
And it's the uncertainty, isn't it, inside the stadium. And as you say, it's the length of time that was taken to make the decisions that's a major issue, surely, as it stands at the moment, isn't it?
Well, you was in the stadium. I think anybody who was in the stadium would see that it was bizarre. None of us knew what was going on. It's not like tennis where you're waiting for that ball to land either one side of the line and there's a bit of entertainment to it. There's nothing. It's just like mystery. Even the Liverpool fans behind me were mocking the VAR, and you know, and both calls went their way. So I don't know, it's not for me to say, but as a manager, I wouldn't like to see that going forward in that mode it was in tonight.
How much will you take nevertheless from this game, Alan, because you played extremely well?
We did, you know, we got good confidence. I think you can see that we couldn't have played like that if we hadn't got the confidence from some of our league displays, but we unfortunately haven't scored the goals, and tonight we did. And we looked threatening all night, you know. It was only the last 20 minutes when we really ran out of legs, really, and ran out of subs, that we didn't threaten. Up until then, we threatened almost every part of the game, which is really encouraging.
And your goalkeeper had a very good game as well.
Yeah, he did. He made, you know, the first goal, maybe indecision on his part, and he'll question himself because he's that type of lad. But after that, he was superb.
Jay Rodriguez was tremendous as well, Alan, wasn't he, tonight?
He was, yeah. He's playing very, very well. And sudden, you know, it's a bit of speculation about us buying a striker, and I said that all along. Might not be necessarily who comes in the building, might be the reaction to somebody coming in the building. And Jay's on his toes at the moment, and he needs to be.
You mentioned Johnny was struggling to finish the game. Jake Livermore looked like he was yeah, carrying a bit of a knock as well. And you lost Kieran Gibbs and Hal Robson-Kanu during the game, so it's a major cause for concern there.
Unfortunately, that is the cup, you know, and my board upstairs would be like kind of half pleased and half frustrated that I've played such a good team, and you know, and that's where we are.
But a wonderful night for your fans as well.
It was, and our fans were brilliant, weren't they? And you know, and they mocked it a little bit, the system and everything, so it was good fun. And Cyril, it was a nice moment from the Liverpool fans, I thought, when they were singing Cyril's name and they joined and they gave a random round of applause. So lovely to see.